create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life. Because you become what you believe. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as the great Wayne Dyer talks about the awesome power of positive visualization. Enjoy.
Creative visualization is what we're talking about here. The image that you have of anything in your life is really like mental behavior. It's like going out and practicing. If you go out and practice with a basketball, shooting free throws over and over again, that's physical practice. Imagery is mental practice. It's mental behavior. When you have an image that you can succeed at something, when you have an image that you can do it rather than that you can't do it, when you get into your car and you have an image that you're going to find a parking place rather than that there'll be no place to park, so you're not looking for no place to park, you will start acting on the image that you have, very much like you will start acting on the practice that you have when you're shooting baskets or when you're hitting a forehand or working on your soup or anything else that you're doing.
The telling moment of my life occurred on the 30th of August, 1974, when I went to my father's grave after finding out he had been dead for 10 years. And I went there with a different intention of what I was going to do on his grave. I was so filled with rage and anger and hatred toward this man. But rather than do what I had gone there to do, something, some invisible, divine, organizing intelligence that moves the planets and grows your fingernails and beats your heart, that commander in the command center to which you are always connected, your I am presence, if you will, called me back to his grave after I cursed him for 2 hours on that Friday afternoon. And I stood there and I said, from this moment on, I send you love. Who am I? Who am I to judge you? You did what you knew how to do, given the conditions of your life. And when I left that gravesite, I was a completely changed man. Alcohol hasn't touched my lips since that day. I walked away from it. I got myself into the best shape of my life. I began running and relationships began to change. The right people, the right woman came into my life. My children began to appear. Because when you advance confidently in the direction of your own dreams and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. Everything about my life changed. My writing took on a whole different flavor. Before, I was stuck. I checked into a motel room, the Spindrift Motel in A1A in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I wrote a book that today has over 100 million copies in print in 47 languages called Your Erroneous Zones. It came because the rage was gone. Mark Twain once said that forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. That's divine love.
My friend Byron Katie says that to believe that you need what you don't have is the definition of insanity. To believe that you need what you don't have, because you're already here, so you've already proven that you don't need it. So to go around believing that I can't be happy, fulfilled, you know, whatever it is, unless I get this stuff that I don't already have, it's a complete and total illusion. It's a thought that isn't even true. There's no truth to it whatsoever. You don't need anything. And when you get that, the irony is you're no longer attached. Your total life is just about living those virtues. How can I serve? How can I be sincere? How can I be gentle? How can I be supportive? And thinking like that. And that's how I think now. And because of that, I'm I'm in meaning. And being in meaning, the times that I was in ambition, you know, is delivering more and more and more and more of what I wanted so much then. And now that I'm not attached to it, it's like I can just be like the cat. You know, I can just go about my business and just let it follow after me wherever I go. So what I say to people who really want to access the transition from, you know, from ambition to meaning, if they really want to access it, is to get your thoughts off of yourself. I do it on the radio every Monday. I mean, it's like all my questions, you know, all the questions are about why can't I manifest this? Why can't I have that? This isn't working, and so on. And my response back to them all the time, over and over again, is take what it is that you would really like to attract into your life, whatever it is, whether it's wealth, a job, you know, money, a nice watch, a new car, whatever it is, and want it more for somebody else than you want it for yourself. Just want it more. Just think about that and think about how much joy it would give you to be able to put your attention on that. And just keep your thoughts on that. You know, take your thoughts off of yourself and start living the four virtues. Start being sincere. Start being supportive. You know, start having this reverence for their life and so on. And just shift off of what's in it for me. You know, and how much am I going to get, and why isn't it here fast enough, and why is theirs shinier than mine, and you know, and so on. Off of that, and begin to project that, and do that. I don't care whether you're a school teacher. I don't care if you're a dental hygienist or if you're a carpenter, or you know, whatever it is out there that you are doing. If you can take your attention, if you want the door to open, if you want the door to open to meaning, then the only way that door is going to open is if you understand that you have to leave your attachment to this grossly world of the material things and what's in it for me and how much am I getting, and shift your energy, your thoughts, onto how may I offer, how may I serve.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.